everybody. Welcome. It's the pre-Origin podcast edition. We're actually doing the Origin edition next Monday, everybody. So take note, next Monday. So slight change of time. But we've still got some Origin issues to talk about. And by the way, an announcement. We are doing this show today from Queensland. We've been paid $8 million by the Palaszczuk government. $8 million, yeah. Joel Kane and Sean Ormerod. Hello to you. Can you believe that amount of money?
I certainly can. And we're going to need it because there's something, speaking about announcements, right? Now, this is the pre-huge event show. Mm. It's also the post-huge event show. You know why?
Well, we didn't have any big wins, so it's not post.
This is big. This is the biggest news we've ever dropped on this show.
Oh, that's a big statement.
It's a big, big statement and a big, big ring because you know what, ladies and gentlemen? He has gone on his way to the chapel, engaged, off the market.
Drop the knee. Drop the knee, yeah.
Vanessa, well done.
Yeah, is this,
kept
not
it nice
in the WhatsApp chat?
No. I kept a low profile. Thank you.
Well done,
thank you. Cheers. Appreciate
well done,
it. Son. Thank you.
Well done, Ness.
Going to have to tell us all about it. When was this on the weekend?
Saturday afternoon, Hunter Valley. Booked a nice little cottage on a little vineyard there.
And she must have
suspected. Two bottles of wine. She didn't.
She said
really?
That?
Yeah.
But you know how many
how
times?
How often do you go to the... Sorry, how often do you...
First time.
Yeah, so that's... Yeah. How did she not suspect?
How did I not suspect? I have joked on many, many medium platforms about him proposing. Mm. And this time he says, I'm going to the Hunter Valley 3 days. I said, who else is going? He said, no, just me and Vanessa.
Yeah.
And I didn't even think about it.
Well done, son. But hang on. You went to the Hunter Valley. You said it was for a holiday. You went to pick up a dog.
Yeah.
So you're more likely to think he was going to pick up a dog than...
Well, there you go.
How is the dog, by the way?
Speaking of $8 million purchases.
I've been getting hives. Have you blokes ever got hives?
I'll keep my debilitary problems to myself.
Hives is an allergy-related thing, right? And I've been trying to blame the dog, and wife won't have it. She goes, hypoallergen dog. No, she won't have anything of it.
The
dog
is for breaking wind. That's where you blame for the breaking of wind.
Yeah, so anyway, your head falls off when you get a lot of allergies because you start to think, is it this? Is it that? Is it that? And there you go. So.
How did you handle the ring situation? It was you went and picked or?
Yeah, I did it all myself.
Good boy.
And the feedback's been good so far. A little bit small, but apparently the finger size. Yeah. Not I made sure the rock was big enough.
Yeah.
Sports bet money.
But a little bit tight, so going to get it resized and yeah.
Now, someone was telling me and we'll get to footy, I promise. The axiom. Yes, the axiom that you're supposed to spend, what is it, 2 months
three
of your
months.
Own?
3 months.
That was, you know who started that, who perpetuated that? Diamond companies.
Of course they did.
True. Like, diamond companies invented that idea.
No, I'll tell you why she didn't suspect it. So she knows I'm a little bit old school, and she knew that I would have asked her old man, but he lives up in Grafton.
Oh.
And hasn't been in town for quite some time. So I think she was...
You bring the parents down.
He was here in January.
Oh.
And I just accosted him just for
the
5 minutes
one.
Over a beer. Yeah, and just said, got the all clear. So I'd been sitting on it for a while. So that kind of threw her off the scent a little bit.
Jesus, good. 5 months.
Mm.
Did you have any conversations with Papa?
Papa.
Well, he's your Papa now.
Was he giving you a nudge?
Yeah.
No nudge at all. Yeah. No, he's a great fella.
Well, imagine him and is her mum still with us?
Yep.
Imagine them just having conversations like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I hope they're okay.
Well, that's why I did start to get a bit worried. I'll be thinking, shit, what's taking him so long?
Well done.
Job
well
done,
sir.
Yeah, thank you.
So... Now, you get an invite to the wedding.
I'd hope so.
I'd be on the outside, I would think, like sort of in that, well, if
depends
the numbers stack up. Yep. So when are we? No, December?
That'll be next year.
Okay.
I was saying to Joel, I've got a lot of family in the UK, so we need the bubble or the vaccine to get a real hurry on. Welcome some people from the UK.
What a disparate family. You've got Warrnambool. Is it Warrnambool? Where's the...
No, other way.
I don't know my Victorian geography.
Yeah.
What about his status has grown? So we're downstairs getting the coffees, right?
Yes.
Which would be cold because you're about 6 hours late.
Sorry about that.
But anyway, we get down there and these two familiar faces walk past. You wouldn't believe it. I heard the voice first, very recognisable voice, and the voice said to the person next to him, that's Sean the Trader.
It was TV.
Yeah, it was Georgie Parker. Alf Stewart. There you go.
You're kidding.
In the building. Flamin.
Why are they here?
What is it?
Flamin' Galar.
Flamin' Galar.
Yeah. I don't know what they're doing here.
I don't know.
Is it? Is Alf still on
looks
the
good.
Show?
I don't know.
He looked very good, didn't he?
He looked exactly like he did when I started watching the show.
Fantastic.
Hasn't aged.
I was a Shane and Angel era of Home and Away.
Right.
That was my... I only had a short scene. I was more a Neighbours man than a Home and Away man. Mm. But never really stuck with Home and Away. But that's... wow. Sean the Trader. See, through to air.
You're a Cogramaris boy. You might know this. So, yes. And I was talking to Fletch about this the other day. He was talking about D-grade celebrities that you may have bumped into over the years. I used to catch the bus to Cogra with the young girl in Hey Dad, Simone...
Buchanan?
Yes. Did you ever come across her, or did you know that she was a local down there?
No.
No.
All-boys school, Joel, as you knew. All-boys school. You know co-ed they ditched about 2 years before we got to those years?
Ah, damn.
Let's talk Origin. Do we have any issue? Seriously, do we have any issue that the first two games are in one state, Queensland?
Zero.
None.
Yeah, me neither.
None.
I'm actually excited for it.
I know we've never had two games in a row in the one state, but people are forgetting for forever and a day, there was always someone had the advantage 1 year and would chop and change until now it seems to be that we're selling it around. So, I mean, people are carrying on a little bit.
The only way this goes pear-shaped is if Queensland win the first two games. Mm. This is the only way that this goes pear-shaped.
I think once it came out, and I think the NRL were very good leaking this to the right people, that they paid, they received $8 million.
Yeah.
I think the consensus, you can't say no to that money. Yeah. That's actually absurd.
Do you think the Gold Coast could have been a better place?
No.
For the sake of the tourism and what it would bring to the state, for Anastasia's point of view?
If you're going to take it to Gold Coast, you've got to take it to Brisbane. Because you got a double stadium. But Townsville, you're taking it to people that will never get Origin. Yeah.
No, I love it.
I didn't mind the idea of Canberra. I didn't hate, even though it's going to be much more pleasant going to Townsville 25 degrees than Canberra 1
Canberra
degree.
Was never a bet.
Well, you knew the ACT government weren't going to put up money.
Newcastle was a better bet.
I like the idea of Newcastle as well. But all good. Has it affected betting in any way? I saw on Sunday night, Sean, Queensland were ridiculously high odds, $2.50. Has that come in significantly?
It has. It touched the line touched plus six when Munster was hobbling around. Harry Grant was in doubt. It then changed venue. Or actually, it got into 4.5 when they were firming to be fit. Then the ground announcement change, MCG to Townsville, and it dropped to 2.5.
Right. That's worth two.
Were all bets cancelled pre that?
Yes.
Okay, on this.
I know people that bet on Sunday night thinking they were getting the Townsville
odds. Getting
the value, yeah. Okay, well, a mate of mine, the spa man, he's got on the text and he's blowing up. He said, oh, mate, my multi's been voided. And I'm thinking, oh, that's not fair. I said, how many legs you got, one? He said, oh, three of the four. And I thought, that's not fair. But the only leg that was voided, he was paid out as a winner on the first three legs. And the only leg that was voided was New South Wales. And he said, well, I missed my chance to win. Because no, just put, you're actually getting a better price about New South Wales. Yeah, just put what you receive back on the thing. But psychologically, he can't physically put his $84 back on the... back on New South Wales.
But he got paid.
It works out the same way.
The bet back, he actually got a victory for the three legs.
So I said, mate, if you just put your $84 back on New South Wales, you're in the identical scenario, but you're going to get paid more.
Mm.
And he just doesn't like the idea of
doesn't
putting,
compute.
Because it's real money now.
Yeah. By the way, was anyone shocked that Felice Kaufusi got off that tripping charge?
Negative Ghost Rider.
But you know what? Who cares? Get the best players in for
it
Origin.
It goes to, I was so happy when he did get off, though, because I could hear you blowing up that someone's going to miss an Origin for that. I know you're big on the missing grand finals and big games for something so
but for that,
minuscule.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have sat well with me either. It feels like a fine or something instead would have been the best result there. But anyway.
Just on that, Dan.
Yes.
So this is going to bite us on the ass at grand final time. And I'm for everything the NRL is doing. I love ice cream. I love peanut butter toast. They don't go well together. The six again, the set restarts, and the sin bins don't work. If the NRL purely said, you know what, the head knocks are a priority, sin bins are go, but we're getting rid of the set restarts. And we'll use the set restarts where you're milking it for sin bins. 5 or 10 minutes, I don't mind, right? So I just think along those lines that's the case. But with regards to Crichton, so it's going to bite us on the ass with these sin bins and these head knock things. So for Crichton, it's his second week of suspension. Like the racing to allow the premier jockeys to ride in Cox Plates, Melbourne Cups, etc., he should be able to defer this game. If it's 1 week or 1 week left on suspension. You should be able to defer that game to the next round. What do you think about that? Should he really be missing out on a State of Origin?
In principle, that, no, because... No, I'm comfortable with the system.
For the one-week charges.
I'll tell you what. Well, I'm not comfortable with their one-week charges, but if you do something in a preliminary final,
yep,
you've affected the team you've beaten in the preliminary final.
Well, that's if you get injured.
Yeah, but you're going to have a grading system. So, you know, a grand final's worth most of all, I gather.
Okay. The grading should be... no different to speeding. If you get done speeding, there's going to be a fine. If you get done speeding, you hit someone, it's going to be a substantially bigger fine. So in the event that a player takes someone out, well, they're not going to cop a week. They should cop more than a week for that. So, but if they've got a one-week suspension, let them defer it.
I think if we're going to have, I'll say this, I think if they're going to have 20 charges a week, which is now the norm, they're going to have to change. I don't agree with that system, Joel, only because I think it's too complicated. It leaves so much unevenness, but go to a more fine-related system. So all grade ones, all grade ones become fines.
Much better.
And therefore, because we can't...
Well, same thing, I'm happy with that.
You're going to have TV complaining, rightly, and clubs complaining, saying, well, hang on, the stars are now being rubbed out of the game regularly.
Mm. But that's what I'm saying. So the current trajectory we're on, we, in my opinion, are guaranteed to miss a star player on grand final day. Would you agree?
Yes. So we're on the same page. We're just going different ways about doing it. I'll just say all grade one charges now just become...
Yep, I'm on board with that.
Monetary. Because at some point the broadcasters are going to say, you can't keep rubbing 20 star players or 20 players, 8 absolute stars out of the game every week.
Yep.
You're actually diminishing our product. So I think that's where we'll... I think the NRL's hand might be forced there. Nicho Hynes to the Sharks. I could not believe this.
What's the number?
Well, 1-8-3, which I think is probably a touch over.
Sometimes the best gifts come badly wrapped. They went very, very hard for Adam Reynolds. They missed out. I think you get way more for 3 years out of Nicho Hynes than you do for Adam Reynolds, and you're getting a cheaper price.
I want to see a lot more from Nicho outside of a absolute gun side. I think it's a big call to offer him 600K a year. Off the back of how many games?
No, I agree with that. But I will say this, Sean. I will almost guarantee you that the 3 years for Adam Reynolds at the Broncos will not be as good as the 3 years under Craig Fitzgibbon at the Sharks.
No, but we're going to play him because they've just signed Will Kennedy.
Well, he's got to be the six.
So now he's mildly unproven. I thought he was a better fit for Brisbane at one. He would have been a perfect creative fullback. You know, they've got some young forwards coming through. They've got... Adam Reynolds steering the ship. I thought it would have been a better fit for everyone if he went there, but well done to the Sharks.
I'm saying goodbye. You're saying a goodbye or not a goodbye?
Goodbye asterisk.
Right.
I think it's potentially a goodbye.
Mm.
But now that really means they're only going to buy one of Towns, Moylan or Johnson.
Mm.
Who should they be aiming for?
Johnson.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And good on Nick Owens. I'm not potting him at all. I think he's a good player.
Yeah.
It's a big call to make so early. We've seen it time and time again. When you take a Storm player out of the system, what happens?
I've got to say
there's very few really good news stories.
Sean, they've presented in the last few weeks some pretty, I don't say ordinary, but below best teams, and he is Sean.
Absolutely.
So I think it'll end up being an astute purchase. But it's a wait and see.
It's below, the thing about them, they've been below best, but their forward pack is still being bloody strong. So he's allowed to play off the back of that. Well, I don't know where he's going to get, he's not really going to get it at Cronulla unless they add some.
Well, they signed Toby Rudolph. He's probably he gets most punch out of their forwards. And they're going to probably get Dale Finucane.
Nice.
So... You know,
so Craig Fitzgibbon's chasing the premiership winners.
Evidently. Yeah.
Yep.
Winners. Blake Ferguson dropped. Who should buy him next year?
Super League.
Yeah.
You're going to carrot hole on him to...
I'll tell you what, there's some... Chad Townsend, he snuck in before midnight, got the pay. He's been dropped.
Yes.
Blake Ferguson's been dropped at a very, very bad time.
Bad time.
Anthony Milford, very, very bad time.
Yeah.
Haven't they?
No one will touch the MILF.
No one will touch the MILF.
I think Ferguson could get a deal somewhere.
I can see the Roosters paying 120 for him.
120?
Well, whatever the minimum wage is. You know what I mean?
He's not that far down.
Well, okay, but I'm over-exaggerating my point. But you know what I mean? Like, I can see a team like that, a gun team, saying we might be able to get something out of him.
Agree.
Sean's face
pretty,
says it
he's
all.
Pretty far down. How old is he now? 32? That old?
No, 30, 31.
But power rankings-wise,
31.
Under the right coach, he's still top 10 winger, isn't he?
I don't know. Not without the
ball. Well, you know what? I'd have Ravalawa before him. So you may be right.
Anyway. All right. Anyway, don't ever say we don't talk enough league on this show. We've just spent the first 15 minutes talking about it, but now it is time to get the guns out. Right, I'll go first. I'll take the new ball. Naomi Osaka.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Just wait. Hear me out. I'm with her.
Oh.
I actually believe her. I wholeheartedly believe what she has said, and that she does suffer from mental issues. My antenna goes up now when someone cries mental issues, but I absolutely wholly believe her. I found it interesting she said that the issues started in 2018 US Open final. Well, that wasn't the media's creation. That was Serena Williams, who turned that Arthur Ashe crowd into a circus. And that booed her, and then remember she burst into tears at the presentation. So she said her problem started there. She struggles with the media, and we've seen that. It's not a Meghan Markle type invention to suit the moment. She's always struggled with the media. But here's my problem. Why is she on social media? If she's trying to avoid being abused, if she's trying to avoid that sort of scrutiny, why is she in the sewer? Why is she on Instagram where randoms can absolutely abuse her? I agree with her point that tennis press conferences are inane and go over the same. I've been to tennis press conferences. Some of the areas they go into, particularly for the tabloid stars, the Serena Williams, is insane, particularly after, say, round one or round two wins. So they've beaten someone 6-1, 6-love. They don't spend any time talking about that match. And I remember Mark Philippoussis made the final of Wimbledon. And I went to, so this is 03, he flogged Sebastian Grosjean. Halfway through the press conference, obviously the mainstream had decided they'd got what they needed. Then all these inane questions, we were starting to talk about his surfing in San Diego. This guy had just made the final of Wimbledon, and that's where these areas go. So she doesn't want her personal life pried into. So I'm with her on that. I would just say Naomi needs to get off the social media as well. If you're trying to cut that part out of your life, that's very fair. And I thought the French Open... Well, hang on.
She's allowed to be a 20-year-old girl, though.
But what I'm saying is you can't complain about media and the intrusion and then open yourself up to be and admit you have mental issues, but then open yourself up to the worst abuse of all.
Yeah, that might be right. It depends what the real issue is. Is it an introvert thing where, you know, many, many people hate public speaking and many, many people who hate public speaking. In fact, you know what? I often find on social media some of the more introverted types that I know are the most prolific on social
the
media.
Most vocal
do you ever
on,
see
on that platform?
Maybe it's an easier way. Do you ever see that, Dan? People who you know who are in a barbecue setting are very, very quiet and introverted, yet they're just prolific on the social media.
I know people. I don't want to give them away, but people not necessarily in the media who are quite politically outspoken on the social media, and I didn't even know they had those sorts of political views. But you're probably right. I actually thought, can I say this? I thought the French Open handled it. I thought it was actually fair what they did. So she was fined 15,000 first up. Well, it's 60,000 euros to win your first round match.
Yeah.
So it's 100 grand. What is it? 100 grand. And then I think 15 grand US for the fine. So let's say 20,000 Australian. I thought 20% pay reduction was actually quite fair because I get these organisations thinking we can't allow this precedent to be set. If Naomi is allowed to ditch the media, then they're all going to start to ditch the media. Which brings about the question, are press conferences actually necessary?
Well, can we not do this? Like, could you not say there's a 5-minute limit on press conferences. It can't go any longer than that. And for those who don't want to do it, every journalist there can fire you a question in text, and you need to reply to all of them, which gets sprayed out. What would be wrong with that? Which most athletes are going to go, oh, this is arduous going through replying to all these individually. I'd rather just go to the 5-minute press conference.
Yeah, I mean, there's a place for them. I sort of see where you're going, though. They turn into, it's not even about the, we don't end up talking about the match or the event that we're there to talk about.
Yeah.
That's when you should just.
So give them all one question and then they've got to all reply.
But here's the question. Are tennis players athletes or are they promoters? I think they're promoters. I think they are there to sell tickets as any other athletes. They are there to put people, particularly tennis players. That's an individual sport that is built on personality. They're touring the world. You've got to. There's a lot of sell involved, and I think if you're starting to ditch press conferences, then we're going down a dangerous path. I think the dream, Joel, and that's why this is such a big issue. This one, how this is handled. For athletes, the dream for athletes is to do everything on their own social media. And if Naomi sets that bar now, it's going to, you white, all athletes will go, I'll say what I need to say on my own forum without being pushed, without being prodded. It's just a different path we're going to go down. Now, I'm fascinated how this plays out because I don't know how it plays out.
And you're right, it has a knock-on effect. If Naomi starts getting away with it or being allowed to do it, NRL players start doing it, every other code starts jumping onto it for those who don't like to do it.
Yeah. All right. That's my rather long-winded Bambi.
Okay. Before I get into my Bambi, I just want to – I think I've stumbled on a Brucing type. I need this to go to the board.
In the family of Brucing.
In the family of Brucing. So this – from Tony Kneebone. Now, Tony Kneebone is the managing editor of Winning Post and Best Bets, right? Now, he comes out, and I actually found this amusing. He said, I'm thinking of having the vaccine and not announcing it on Twitter.
Now, I'm going to put an asterisk on this. You're very hot on people announcing their vaccine. I don't hate people announcing that, just the vaccine.
Is it Brucing?
It's not Brucing. It's not Brucing. It's something, but it's not Brucing.
Okay.
Are the people who are doing it, are they actually more genuinely trying to promote the idea of vaccine?
Yes.
Or are they more genuinely promoting, have a look at me, I'm Brucing?
There's no doubt the second one's involved.
Yeah.
Right.
But because of the issue, I'm okay with it, except you'll see people, Bruce, thinking their status is more important than it is, that they're getting a vaccine actually is going to have any influence.
That's right.
Yeah.
On any, I've registered.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Am I going to announce it? Probably not.
No.
Because I don't think me getting a vaccine is going to have any difference if I announce it to my 20,000 or however.
Yeah.
I think it's 20,000. Will any one of those people be affected? Oh, well, if that bloke's getting it, we'll have to get it.
What people need to realise, Dan, is that 95% of the time we are thinking about ourselves and our loved ones and our immediate people around us. So that leaves with 5% for the rest of the world. Some people think that we are spending 95% of the time thinking about you or them.
Mm.
So that's where I'm at with this. Anyway, can I do
I think you need to do, yes, but you need to do what I did last night.
I
got a mate to change all my passwords on my Instagram, my Twitter, and my Facebook. I now have no social media.
You binned it?
Just for a month.
For a month?
Just for a month. I thought, you know what?
Like it.
I was on a day off yesterday.
Yeah.
And you know what I did? I was just flicking through. And it's that absent-minded flick through.
Yeah.
And I thought, what the hell am I doing? This is my day off.
Yep.
I don't, you know, we don't get many of them. I mean, I'm wasting it on this. So I said, you know what, let's see if I have the willpower.
So yep. Twitter, you're gone from Twitter
gone.
As well.
Gone.
Can you scroll through Twitter without signing in? Are you still going to...
Oh, that's a good question.
That would be
well,
good.
Well, I'll tell you what, I won't
catch
be doing.
News and things.
Well, you need it. It's a newsbreaker now.
Yeah, but I thought of that. I thought, I only call football these days. I actually...
NRL.com or whatever
if
else.
If I did daily radio where I needed... Yes, I would need it, but I don't do that. So what do I need it for?
We should do a last man standing.
I wouldn't be able to do it.
You wouldn't be able to do it?
No.
You know, I mean, there's some
no way.
Lovely people.
To post, to not post something.
Oh, I could easily not post.
Yeah, to not post, I mean.
Oh, easy.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss certain accounts on Instagram, but, you know, unfortunately. But, I'll have to get my fix somewhere else. Joel Kane.
Okay, rightio. Get the bullets ready for the bye bullets, okay?
Don't do the bye.
No, I'm not going to. No, I'm not going to, because I knew you'd come up with this response. I'm not doing the bye bullets, but I need a benchmark. So the bye, I thought, was the most moronic thing in the world. Stay with me, Dan, right?
You're losing me.
No, but can I... I need to ask you this. So a regular round, we have 8 games which produce 16 competition points. In these stupid bye rounds, we only have 4 games and they produce 24 points, competition points. On what planet does that add up? If we are serious about and desperate enough to have bye points, which in my opinion serve no purpose.
Get this out.
This sounds like a bye.
This is the last time.
Yes.
This is the last time you're doing this ever on the show
Can we make it 1 point per team? Because that way the equality remains where we're still giving away 16 competition points over the round. We can easily identify who's had the bye.
Mate. You've talked about this so often.
Sell it to me why we need it then.
No, I don't think we do.
Right.
But I'm saying there's 600. My argument is there's 600 things.
Of course there is.
Why give him 1 point?
You've killed yourself.
At least
you've
ruined yourself. Away the same amount of points to the 16 teams.
You've ruined yourself.
Right? Why does he always go? He just goes that
step. But you're giving away. But you can at least identify on the ladder the teams with the odd numbers in the event that we
just
don't
look at
have
how many games they've played.
Huh?
Just look at how many games they've played. There's a played column.
But why do you need to do that?
It's too nice. It's the same as looking at the other
column. Anyway, this is not my Bambi. This is not my Bambi, right? It's ridiculous. It's moronic. Other sports like the AFL don't bother with it anymore. We are presenting as idiots. We have this stupid thing called bye points, which add no value other than interrupt and make it very confusing, the ladder during a round. Okay, so that's number two stupid thing that I've seen recently. Number one is this. Young bloke called Louis. He comes up from Melbourne. He wants to go home to New Zealand. So he comes up from Melbourne and he has to stay in Sydney. He gets the vaccination, comes back all clear. He's off the hook, but he can't go back to New Zealand whilst Melbourne's in lockdown. However, he could be right next to Shawnee climbing all over him, and Shawnee that very day can jump on a plane to New Zealand. That is another moronic thing. Do you not agree? Do you not agree? Or do you not understand, like the bye thing?
I understand. No, I understand your bye. Don't patronise me with your bye thing. I just think you're wasting a lot of bullets on a topic no one cares about. Yeah. As for Louis, is Louis a real person?
He's a Kiwi.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's New Zealand's. Isn't that a New Zealand issue?
I'm
who's
talking
keeping
about
him out?
Moronic things. So clearly, if what he's saying is accurate, Jacinda Ardern is my Bambi.
Of all the COVID things, this is Jacinta. All right. Yeah. Well, I'm interested now.
Okay. So do you not think that if he has to come up from Melbourne to Sydney, he's all clear, but he's got to wait in Sydney until the Melbourne things are lifted, but the person he sits in and around, he might have a romance in Sydney, and that person that very day can go to New Zealand.
It's unlucky, there's got to be a cut-off somewhere.
But is it not moronic?
I'm sure it's moronic, but that's the system. They've had to come up with a line in the sand somewhere, and that's the one they've drawn this time.
It's ridiculous.
That's the one.
Can we just cut up Dan's single shot of that look of frustration just before? That was
during
fantastic.
The bye week. Yeah. During the bye round. Because I knew I was going to bring you
maths. What maths did you do at school out of interest?
Sean, what is your Bambi, please?
My Bambi?
Yeah.
No, I don't have one this week.
You need to be better, mate.
I know.
Otherwise, you allow him to open the shoulders on garbage topics.
It's been too much of a good weekend.
He can't. Exactly.
Yeah.
How can he have a Bambi?
Did you get the email? Seriously, on the vaccine, did you get... Because you're in my age group, 40 to 49. Did you get the email?
Don't think so.
Yeah, so I don't know how I've got one.
No.
I got... Would you like to register your interest? I did it straight away.
I'm happy to do it.
Me too. I was going to be one of those that waited like everyone else in case people went cuckoo after 3 months, like we all fear.
Yeah.
And then I thought, we're not going to know. If these things have long-term effects, we're not going to know. Well, we've already all had the shot anyway. I might as well do it. And then if we want to travel, we're going to have to do it. So that's why I'm doing it. We've got to take a break. That is the last time. I can't do the old threaten to walk off because I do that
points.
Every...
It's moronic.
Can I say this, though, before we go to a break? We do have a problem next year. It's very clear this year's Sunday Origin will be the last of the Sunday Origins. Yes. So we're going to go back to Wednesday.
So third week, is that what you're saying?
It's going to be 3 Wednesdays. Like spread out, but...
What it used to be.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know what the NRL is going to do there. They had a nice system here where basically every team got one bye and we had 2 bad rounds. This is a bad round coming up. Let's not kid ourselves. What are they going to do? I would suggest they spread this one round over those 3 weeks and we get a 3-3-2 and we throw in some women's footy or some rep footy in terms of
Pacifica.
Women's Origin. Why are there 3 Women's Origin games?
I don't know.
There is actually demand for Women's Origin. But anyway, that's just a thought. While we're on the bye rounds, we're going to get
bye rounds.
Okay, let's do an ad break.
Fabian Frothers, final routine in the Rhythmic Spillnastics. Hope you're thirsty, Australia. Change from 4 drinks, don't say that often. Taking credit for his round now. Lovely pint pirouette, especially on this sticky floor. Into his trademark schooner shuffle. Extra hops. Now serve it up, son. Yes! All thrill and no spiller. Another make it look easy moment from Sportsbet.
Thank you, Fabian. now, we're not meant to wear these, are we? But this is a very good product.
I'm not wearing the hat.
No, you will be wearing the hat because whoever is the best performer, so what we're doing here, we are going to have, with our best bets, $100 each to spend.
Yep.
Jarve's involved in this because he's been a loyal scorer.
Now, did Jarve change my score?
It's been updated.
I think someone called him out.
Thank you. I spent 5 minutes tipping Melbourne, and then he puts me down for Brisbane.
So, Sean, anyway,
God bless. I like that from Jarve.
Us at the line has been poor, right?
Yeah,
we've all been poor because it's just been one of those anomaly years. Okay,
yes.
But all of our best bets are in the positive. We're all profitable,
comfortably positive.
Yes. So $100 goes on each of our best bets, and of course, Bet With Mates is the punting group, which you can use thanks to Sportsbet, which is absolutely flying, by the way. So the punters are loving that, and any money we raise, boys, goes straight to the men of league this round.
Great.
And whoever has the most gets to wear the yellow cap.
So,
can we make it whoever has the least?
So I'm looking here on my app.
Have you
so
seen Wreck-It Ralph before? I feel like Fix-It Felix. Have you seen Fix-It Felix?
No.
Wreck-It Ralph?
That's so you look on your app, and I noticed a couple of weeks ago it had been updated. So you start a group. So let's say the three of us joined a group. That means, and we all plonk money in.
Yes.
Right? As we would our own account.
Mm-hmm.
Any one of us has access to bet with that money.
Yes.
Very good.
So you click on a separate wallet in your own app.
That's exactly.
And
you've
then put
that
the bet on.
Me.
Yep.
There it's, we go. It's so easy. Like I'm not very techie.
Yes.
And I could do it with my eyes closed. Yep. It's amazing how well they've sort of built it. So if you haven't tried it, have a look. It's good. Good stuff.
Were there people around you when you proposed? Like where was this at one of the beer gardens?
Because
beer gardens are beautiful there at the Hunter.
No, it was back at the cottage.
Oh,
just
very
us.
Nice.
And the dog was there.
Did they? Was there anything prepared? Like, did they come in with champagne? Did they?
No.
Because I imagine they would get this a lot.
Stocked up with some of the local produce.
Good boy.
Already. Yeah.
All right. Yep. Very nice. Only 4 games this weekend. That's why we're doing a bit of filling.
Yeah.
St George Illawarra and Brisbane starts us off. St George Illawarra Brisbane. I think there's some strange odds this week, gentlemen. And I don't see how Brisbane are this wide in the market. $2.75, $1.45 Dragons. Big in for the Dragons. Dufty and Ravalawa returns. We've got the Kelly Gamble halves combination. This is halves combination 6 for Brisbane. They are 1-0 together. They beat the Roosters. Alex Glenn comes back for the Broncos. But, of course, no Coates, no Haas. Milford, again, has been given the bullet. How much was that start? 6.5, have I got that right?
6.5, yeah.
6.5. Cogger Oval, the venue. It's ironic. Brisbane down near the bottom of the ladder, but they've been more affected by Origin. So Haas and Coates big, and Tarek Sims the only out for the Dragons. Jack DeBellin, number 17. I wouldn't imagine he'd have too many minutes in him. Joel, you can start us off here. Dragons, warm favourites. Are you feeling the love?
No. I think I like the Broncos pack coming into this one. There's this young kid, Selwyn Cobo. Cobo, do you know much about him? They're saying he's the equivalent of a combination of Inglis and also...
No, I've heard, yeah.
Gee, I hope so. It's a great name.
Yeah.
Geez, you can get two syllables hard.
Inglis and Lestrell.
Is it Cobo or Cobo?
Cobo.
Oh,
I think it's Cobbo.
I want it to be Cobbo.
Yeah,
that's much more.
Double B.
Yeah, Cobbo.
Cobbo.
Yeah, Selwyn Cobbo. So good luck, young fella. I think the start's too big for the Brisbane Broncos, but on what planet does Ravalawa not score? He scored 20 tries in his last 21. He scored at least one in 15 of his 21. He's about $1.60, but throw him in your multis.
Same game multis.
And I can also see Shawnee Duffy just running out with the middle finger up. He's going to be fired up for this one.
Yeah, Ravalawa, 6 tries in his last 4 games. So he's in some red-hot recent form as well, as well as long-term, is what you just said. At Cogger, I think this is a bit too skinny. They've got... My concern with them the last few weeks has been lack of strike. Yeah. But with those two in, Dufty, I think, will be fired up.
By the way, the team they're playing should be going after him. They need a creative fullback, the Broncos.
Oh, he'll get picked up. No worries.
Oh, he'll get somewhere.
Yeah.
And I think Brisbane... Zarko can go back onto the wing. He's a fine winger. Dufty would fit in nicely.
What's the intel about why he's so out of favour?
Does he get a bit down in the mouth, I'm told, that he gets a bit...
Stroppy?
Yeah.
Kick stones a little bit.
And I don't think defensively is reliable either. But
Can I ask you, men, this question?
44% of their tries come either through Dufty's hands or him finishing it, putting it down.
Is that right?
It was a very high stat last year, and it's been maintained for the games he's played this year.
Okay, DeBellin's obviously going to be, you know, he could be huge for them. His last game was that prelim when they got beat by, not the prelim,
can't
the
believe
semifinal.
He's only had one game back, and he's... I know he's on the bench and he'll play very limited minutes, but I thought he'd trot out a few more times.
Yeah, I just think that I like what he's done here. He might only play half an hour and fast track it. But anyway.
He's in for a shock for how much the game's changed.
Of course
since
he
last
is.
Played.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fair income.
But he's a fit specimen.
He's fit, yeah.
Broncos.
Yeah, Broncos for me. I wouldn't be surprised, Sean, if they won. Which way are you going?
Dragons for me.
Okay. All right, so that's it. Thursday night, we go to Friday night football. Is the streak going to end here? It'd be cruel if the streak ended here with 7 players missing. To'o Luai, Cleary, Leota, Coruscant, Martin and Capel all unavailable. Leota, of course, not Origin. The rest are. Still a pretty... Look at those odds. Penrith are 2-1 on. Half their side is missing and they're 2-1 on. Against the Tigers side, I think they're being a bit disrespected here, Sean Ormerod.
Mm.
Although, look at Penrith. Edwards at 1. Great. So he returns. Robert Jennings will do a fine job, you'd think, at number 5. Mitch Kenny at 9. Every time he's been there, he's good. It's a very inexperienced bench. And Tyrone May, Matt Burton are the halves here against a Tiger side that's pretty much the same as last week, which thumped the Dragons.
This is the first time we've seen... Penrith have been blessed the last year and a half with injuries. They've had such a consistent team. And unlike someone like the Melbourne Storm, who have had to deal with players missing year in, year out, I'm really keen to see how the next crop of Penrith players can actually handle this. I just can't get over like how the bulk of talent, and when you look actually who it is, like you take Cleary out of that side, it's huge, not to mention all the other players. It's bit, you know, it's obvious. I know you're bullish on the Tigers. You think it's closer to Pickham. Don't know. Penrith are probably still slight favourites here. But at... this is at Leichhardt.
Yeah, yep.
Leichhardt Oval.
No one will be there, though.
With all those outs. Looch got off the challenge. He's playing. Yeah. It just looks big.
This is a very, very easy pre-game speech for Madge McGuire. He says, "Boys... do you hear those Pelicans on Get 'Em Onside? You guys are $2.60 outsiders, despised outsiders. This game is at Leichhardt. Do you remember Matt Eisenhuth bagging the tripe out of you guys about not training hard enough and now he's going to a team that sets the standards? Well, what about this? The Dally M leader by space, he's not playing. The player who has the most try assists in the competition, he's not playing. The player who gives them all the field position, running about 300 metres a game, Brian To'o, he's not playing. Their entire back row, not playing. Their number one, number 9, not playing. We're at Leichhardt. Are you men first graders? Do you want to win this game?" That's all he has to say, Madge McGuire. $2.60 is a completely ridiculous... It's almost as ridiculous as you know what points.
So...
he'll walk out.
I was with you. I thought it was $1.90 each or two. I think it's the value of the weekend. So we're all on West Tigers.
It's just such a scary game to put all your trust in that West Tigers basket.
Now, which way is the line? The line's at 5.5, isn't it?
Mm.
Can I get you to 6.5? It's the West Tigers, Joel. I just want that insurance.
I can easily see them get beat, but it's in my head.
Don't worry about the start.
It's a flip of the coin.
You back them head to head, or you don't bother at all.
Yeah, that's a very good point, actually. All right, so we go to Saturday night. Again, odds which to me seem a bit ridiculous. Melbourne versus Gold Coast. But then, look at that, Gold Coast, $8.
Wow.
$8? They're not that bad, although they are missing Brimson, Fodawaker, Fafita, Fa'asuma, Alawi.
Wallace?
Yeah. No, well, he's in, isn't he?
Is Wallace playing, is he?
Yeah, he's playing, Jared Wallace. He's not an Origin.
Oh, wasn't he?
No.
I thought I saw him in the team.
He might be the extended, but he'll be back. Ash Taylor returns. Jaden Campbell, son of Preston, will make his first grade debut. Gee, it's not a bad side that has Tyrone Peachy starting off the bench, although I suspect he'll start up lock and Sam McIntyre will go back to the bench. Melbourne. Missing Adokar and Kafusi, plus who else? Christian Welsh. He didn't play last game for Melbourne. Cameron Munster didn't play last game for Melbourne. Who else am I missing? Pappenhausen and still out, of course. It is a formidable side. Still, the game on the Sunshine Coast where we know they've been unbeatable. Joel, what's the start? 22.5? 22.5? Come on. That's too much. Halves, Cooper Johns, Jerome Hughes.
Look, I'm actually plagiarising. I know what Sean's going to do, and I don't know, so I'm going to go with him. But what I will say is this. Brandon Smith is on the cusp of being kicked out of the number nine.
Dummy half-pass out of...
No, he scored six tries. Six tries. He's about $2.70 or so to score. That'd be my only bet.
The cheese.
Yeah, he gets sticky fingers near the trial line. He wants to score, which I like when you're backing players.
Burrows over. Yeah, it's a massive line. I know they just keep on covering the Storm. So it's the definition of insanity. What I'm doing here. But yeah. I have to just tip the Titans at that big start. This is the game where they've been terrible in games where I've given them a chance when they're more suited. They've been really disappointing. This is where you could probably find them at such a big price. And yeah, if you just get Kamikamitha, Big Nelson, get them in your same game multis at big prices to score. I think he's going to have a lot of points in it. We know Storm love that one-off crash ball over. They you just can't stop them. That might be the angle similar to yours.
Apart from one good half against the Tigers at Campbelltown, where they blew them away early, when have the Gold Coast in the last 6 or 7 weeks actually played well? They were disgusting against Cronulla.
Absolutely.
On Sunday afternoon. They beat Canterbury in the most unimpressive fashion. Flogged by Penrith. Well, everyone gets flogged by Penrith. Lost to Brisbane, where they gave up a big lead. Lost a big lead against South a couple of weeks before that. I'm going Gold Coast here, but I think something may stink.
The most spruik team.
I think something stinks.
In the off-season. People are saying they could win the $18 out to $81. And that's unders, I reckon. They can't win the comp.
Oh, God, no. Absolutely not. We go to hang on, let's lock these in. Gold Coast. But
punters locking the Storm.
Yeah, you can hear the lack of confidence. Sunday afternoon, I'll tell you what, Newcastle, and the game is better for it, but don't they get some Sunday afternoon footy? The other club's going, can't we get a Sunday Arvo game? By the way, do we all agree Manly were dudded last Sunday?
No, yeah.
Absolutely dudded. Anyway, Newcastle, Parramatta. Parramatta, no Ferguson dropped, no Junior Paulo. So that's why they're $1.28. Only those two of their key players missing. Dylan Brown comes back. So it's pretty much the top line Parramatta side. And Newcastle, which has been middle of the road at best, loses Saifidi, Frizzell, and Dave Clemmer suspended. So big start. Sean Ormerod, 11.5. We saw last week Newcastle. They deservedly, I know Manly were dudded, but Newcastle deservedly covered the line easily last week.
I don't think they should have won that game, but they definitely should have covered. I think this jumped a pretty similar line, maybe 10.5.
Yeah.
When Schuster was out. We finally caught Parramatta last week against a quality South outfit. I'm not comparing Newcastle anywhere near them, but I'm still not convinced about Parramatta and being a fair dinkum premiership threat. And I think Newcastle, even with those outs, are being a little bit disrespected at home here. Double figure handicap. I have to be with them.
Jake Clifford plays, doesn't he, Dan?
Yeah.
Oh, has to.
Yeah.
Well, why would you put him in at number 18 if you're not going to play him? Although, you know, where are they going to play him? So,
halfback.
Seven?
No, Phoenix, Crossland, Tata.
Okay.
No?
Is Clifford better than Crossland?
Well, in their head, they've signed him. So
So Clifford comes in. Actually, that's not fair to Clifford. He's done some nice things the last couple of months. I was just thinking of Crosson last week. He was actually pretty decent against Parramatta, against Manly. This one has torn me. I'm going Parramatta here. Okay. I just don't trust Newcastle. I still think something's a bit off up there. Their record without Ponga and Pierce is still terrible despite last week's win. I think Parramatta, the flat track bully, moniker is going to return because last 2 weeks, hammered by two really good teams, and I think they might do a number. So Parramatta...
How much bigger is this line at Bankwest Stadium, though, you reckon? Where...
15.5? 17.5?
Yeah, I don't know if it gets that big, but... They are flat tracks, there's no doubt about it, but there's a different story when you're on the road beating up a team than when you do it at home to a full house.
Mm.
But
I mean, where do they... Like, no Kalyn Ponga. That's
yeah,
huge.
The issue
no
with Daniel when Safidi. It's been out has always been where their points come from. But they turned last week into a... Was there one try in the second half?
Yeah.
So that they can turn it into a bit of a shit fight, which is probably their only chance here. I don't know if Parra's got... They don't have the different strike options that the Penrith and the Storm do, and South, you could probably even throw them in. They're a little bit one-dimensional. You don't have to do a lot to work them out.
My best bet last week, boys, was Brad Parker for the sole reason prior. Parramatta had let 5 tries alone on their right-hand side. So Parker scored the try, and that was fantastic. This week... Sorry, Park. Where'd they play? Manly, didn't they? Manly played Newcastle.
Yeah, Newcastle scored.
Equally horrific on their right side. So both these teams have horrible right edges, where Parramatta have let in 11 tries in 2 weeks alone on their right edge.
Yeah, stinks.
It stinks.
But they've got rid of Ferguson.
Yeah, it stinks. Bradman Best is a bet. Bradman Best is an absolute bet.
Okay.
And I think Papali'i on the other side for Parramatta is an absolute bet. But if they are at all fair dinkum Parramatta... 12 points is not a lot in today's day and age.
No,
I'll take the Eels.
No. And I don't think home grounds are as big an advantage as they used to be. Not when there's no travel involved. And I count a 2-hour bus trip as travel. It's not flights to Auckland or wherever.
Could easily see the fact that he was even just picked in the squad, Reid Marnie.
Yes.
Could easily see him come out and just tear him apart.
Have you seen the penalty count, 6-10 count for Newcastle at home? This is where advantage still plays a big part.
Yeah, but sure. Now it's out in the public.
Now that it's out in the public, it will be nullified this week.
Don't know.
They'll be aware of it.
All right, best bets time after this.
Another Thursday. Same focus, same commitment. What you see on TV comes from elite average work down the driveway. Morning, Edna. So when I want to place a fast and easy same game multi, I use Sportsbet. More markets, more offers, and bigger odds. I'm Gary Flynn, Wheelie Bin Champion, and I make it look easy with Sportsbet.
And speaking of ads repeated over and over, they're very entertaining. ESPN, because the NBA playoffs are on, this should have been in my Bambi, I'm reacquainted with ESPN. They have 4 ads, and they just repeat them over and over. And over, and over, and over, and over. And you're watching a broadcast for 4 hours because you're watching back-to-back NBA games and you see Gus Woolen, love you, Gus, but you see him 60 times sucking down a milkshake. But that's actually one of the better ads. The Shaver Shop ad, those two yokels talking about titanium shavers. Yeah. I reckon I've seen that ad 500 times.
Well, look how cleanly shaved you are. It's working.
Best bet. Joel Kane, you start us off.
I've already alluded to it, and my $100 for Men of League, boys, and we bet with mates for our little team. Bradman Best versus the Eels.
Okay, Sean Ormerod.
Yeah, Newcastle at the line for me. I don't like Parra. I don't think they're the real deal. Big start at home.
Wow. Best bet. You're willing to make them your best
bet. Well, there's only 4 games. I wanted to go down your path, but you got in first.
Well, then hang on. We can have the same best bets.
No, it's okay. No.
Yeah, we double up on it. That's fine.
Exactly. Yeah. And mine is, let's have a look because I can't remember. Oh, I went the line. Yes. There was another one. I've got a value bet of Titans. Pick your own line at plus 12.5. But the line. I like Sean's theory, though. It's an all or nothing with the Tigers, but I'm just going to take the insurance there, 5.5. against Penrith.
Can so I just share with the punters something here, Dan, that I've done, which by now you would have known the result for the horse racing, unfortunately. I've done a parlay, so the best of... I need three of any of these four. I need Hibiscus Lady in race four at Warwick Farm on Wednesday to place. Bethancourt to win race six at Warwick Farm.
That wins.
I need Matt Dufty to score. I was going to go Ravalawa, but
there's
I just want to
go...
more
interesting than people talking about their own multis.
And and the Tigers to win. There you go.
So Dufty to score.
Our whole show's about that, by the way.
I know. Dufty to score.
Dufty, the two races today, which I've articulated, and the Tigers to win. I need any three of the four.
Oh, yeah. Hang on, but the races are before.
Yeah, you probably, while you're listening now, you can check.
You've got a multi resting on West Tigers. I just want you to drink that in. You're going to have a four-leg multi resting on the West Tigers.
Three of the four. Yeah. Probably though. Probably one of the horses will go pear-shaped.
All right, that's it. Remember, we're back Monday. I assume it'll drop Monday afternoon, maybe Tuesday morning. I'm excited. I've already done a lot of Origin punting. We're so sorry about Daniel Tupou. Blame him. He talked you into Daniel Tupou anytime try scorer. I had spoken to someone close to the New South Wales team who told me 3 weeks ago Tupou was in, had his nose in front. Well, Brian To'o was in. We're all going to be betting on the player on him to score on him because of the high kick. But let's do that next Monday. Joel Kane.
Yes, enjoy your weekend, folks, and most importantly, gamble responsibly.